The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
This is Fresh FM. I'm Matt, once again joined on the line by James. He's from State Cinemas and he is talking about what is happening in the world of cinema in Nelson on this show at The Flicks. James, thank you for your time once again this morning. Always good to talk to you.
My time is always a pleasure to give to you and to the listeners. It's nice to talk to you. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Week is tracking well, which is always good. Life at the cinema, the usual spectacular dream, I'm hoping?
It is. I think things are going rather well. We've had a few changes to our behind-the-scenes systems and things. So we've got some of the members of staff, the visitors to the cinema will know and love, are now dealing with the social media promotion side of things, and they're doing a fabulous job. So a shout out to FD&D. We've got the French Film Festival Aotearoa 2026 started on Wednesday. We had a fabulous opening night. We had a packed cinema one.
Nice.
Wine and cheese, and it was just a lovely event. Thank you so much to everyone for coming out, and it was a lot of fun, and it bodes really well for the success of the festival going forward. So it runs from 27th of May, which is in the past, to the 17th of June, which is very much in the future.
Very much in the future. Are there physical brochures available for this? You know, I think we've talked about this before. People love a physical brochure for a film festival.
We have talked about it before, and it is something I love ticking off the films, yeah. You know, ones I'm interested in, ones I'm definitely going to see, and then find out that you've actually just spent about $1,000, so you have to then whittle it down to the essentials. You
know? Yes.
Well, I would suggest you just go see all of them personally, but, you know, that's up to you. Yes, we have a few of the full-scale brochures left in stock, but also some of the condensed leaflets.
Yep. Okay, all right. It's always good, and I will often dig them out and see if I've managed to catch any of the films in the future. But quite often, if you don't go to these film festivals, the chance of seeing them again is slim, although I know you guys have got a good reputation of bringing back some damn popular festival films, so... Big shout out to you guys for doing that. But yeah, it's always interesting to look back upon the film festivals and see what you've seen, what you haven't. Are there people who are being heroic and going to a large portion of the films?
We do have some fabulous patrons who come to many of our films in the film festivals. I mean, and it's a really good way to get, like the French Film Festival is, I believe they're all new releases, so it's a snapshot of the best of current French films, and there is no better chance to see what's happening in French cinema than to you know, cherry pick the best of what we've got on offer. And we have people coming in who purchase, you know, 8 to 10 films. We have at the front counter at the cinema, and I, you know, most of our listeners are local and have been to the cinema, so I'm not going to worry too much. We have two tills mainly going at one time. One till is really fast and flashy and it's incredibly good. The other till, as soon as you got one or two transactions going on, starts to really lag. So whenever we see someone that's got the book with all the ticks on it, right, we're going over to the quick till. It's sort of thing that you get used to working there.
Yes, for sure. All right, so there's still plenty of chance for you to feel like a global citizen and check out some of the French Film Festival. Only been running for around about a week, and yeah, good couple to go, so keep that in mind. Any films in particular, maybe in the French Film Festival coming up in the next few days that you want to mention, or do you want to get on to some other new releases?
And I'll briefly mention one film in particular that I'm personally interested in. It's the new Maigret film. So Maigret is Georges Simenon's French detective creation, kind of the the Gallic Sherlock Holmes, if you will. And there's a new iteration of Maigret hitting the screens. The books are fantastic. There's been a couple of TV and cinema adaptations in the past that have been really good. I'm really fond of it just because it was one of my dad's absolute favorite book series and detectives. So I should be going to watch Maigret.
Okay.
French film.
All right.
None more French.
None more. Wow. All right. And you can check out this online through the French FF tab on the website statecinemas.co.nz. All right, James. What have we got in the way of mainstream global new releases?
Well, I don't know about mainstream, but we have three regular releases plus a sneak peek to rattle through this week. So why don't we start with one that I'm particularly excited about? This is a film called Backrooms. It's just received a 5-star review in The Guardian from journalist critic Peter Bradshaw, who doesn't give 5-star reviews. You know, this is especially to films like this.
Yeah.
It's a genre film, so it's a horror film. It's only rated M and rated M for violence and offensive language. So it's not gory. It's not splatter, jump scare, yuck stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not body horror. It's more unsettling.
Uh-huh.
So this is a film. It stars Chiwetel Ejiofor. It's written and directed by 20-year-old, I will say that again, 20-year-old director, Kane Parsons, who started off very, very Gen Z, right?
So yep.
Creating content for online YouTube, made a series of these films. All about a kind of creepy, yellow-walled, liminal space backroom, kind of like an anti-Narnia, right?
Right.
The characters access through the back of this warehouse. Chiwetel Ejiofor's character is a kind of dried-up, alcoholic character who's ended up selling furniture in this big warehouse. The Ottoman Empire, it's called, sort of terribly punningly. And he finds in the back of his warehouse a room much like Narnia, but a lot less child-friendly, that leads into this series of corridors and yellow-walled, creepy rooms that are just kind of off. You know, they're not neon sign, this is creepy. They're just a little bit off.
Yeah.
I can't think of a better way of saying that. but it's been described as kind of Blair Witch meets Severance.
Oh.
You know that Severance feeling of again, it's just, Matt, a little bit off.
Yeah.
It's a little bit neon lit. Okay. It's a little bit just icky. And the tension creeps up in this film masterfully.
Wow.
And until the nuance that we're not going to spoil now.
Yes.
Obviously, it's an A24 film, so it's a studio that is becoming really known for slightly edgy, slightly quirky, slightly different cinematic releases. Again, the 5-star review from Peter Bradshaw is a real something to write home about, because he doesn't give them.
Sure. I can't see that.
I highly, highly recommend.
All right.
Go on.
No, I was going to say, I can't see him, The Evil Dead or any of those ones giving a 5-star review. So, wow.
No, quite. Which kind of just puts you into this. And Chiwetel Ejiofor talks about when he was filming it, they created a set that was kind of labyrinthine that the actors kind of thought, is this the way back to the set? Is this the right way? And would go through these doors and three creepy yellow rooms and not get to where they're looking. So it sounds like to film it was almost as uncomfortable as it is to watch it.
Wow.
Which I don't know, depending on your point of view, is going to be either a good thing, I must go and see this, or I'm not going to see this sort of situation. But that is Backrooms, and that is out today. Today, if you're listening on Thursday, May 28th.
Yes.
And it's on general release. It's playing multiple times a day. And I've got really high hopes for this one. I would recommend coming to see it. It's, again, rated M for violence and offensive language.
All right. Sounds pretty good. I like a horror that isn't necessarily a body horror. I like feeling unsettled and slightly on edge and, just a nice tension build as opposed to big jump scares or ultimate gore. So this sounds like it could be right up my alley. Back rooms. All right.
Right up your alley, straight to the back room. You will have an hour and 45 minutes being unsettled.
Okay. Let's move along. Where do you want to take us next? James, you punny person.
I frankly want to take you anywhere but there. So let's talk about Words of War, which is a film that we showed in the British and Irish Film Festival last year. It stars Maxine Peake and Kieran Hines, and hello to Jason Isaacs. It's a biopic, so it's based on true events. World-renowned journalist and human rights activist Anna Politkovskaya, that is a butchered surname, I apologise, went from being a local print journalist to braving the Chechen killing fields and exploding and exposing Russian state corruption under Vladimir Putin. So obviously, if you take on the Russian state, your life is about to get very complicated and not entirely comfortable. So it follows her story. She risks life. She risks her family life. Numerous acts of intimidation and violence. It really, really highlights the importance of journalism and print journalism, which is, worrying in these days where everything is accessible online and one doesn't pay for news. How do these journalists carry on existing and doing the incredibly important job that they're doing, right? Which I would urge everyone to buy a newspaper or buy that online subscription, because that's how these stories get out there.
Sure.
And this story is frankly just terrifying and incredibly important. It's a really well-made film. It's the fact that it's true is just vaguely tragic, actually.
Yeah.
True in the 21st century, and we're supposed to have moved past all this.
Sure.
But incredible performance from Maxine Peake, who is superb in everything she's in. Jason Isaacs, Kieran Hines.
Yep.
You don't get better cast than that. The creme de la creme of British filmmaking, British and Irish filmmaking.
Nice.
Words of War, rated M, playing multiple times a day. A really thrilling and important, I would say, film.
Okay. And again, you can catch the trailer, book your tickets on the State Cinemas website, statecinemas.co.nz. If you've just joined us, you are listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt. With me is James. He's from State Cinemas, and we're covering off some of the offerings there. We've got the French Film Festival on, and we're running through a couple of new releases. So far, we've gone to a sort of, I was going to say, a fantasy horror setting to something that's a little more reality-based horror.
Horror is absolutely the right word. The horrors of war, the horrors of state corruption. So yes, not a horror film, but certainly what it depicts is horrific in every way.
Yes. Okay, so where to next? Do we have daffodils and teddy bears and lovely fields of, I don't know.
Let's. There's no films that involve those things, but let you and I go to Daffodils and Teddy Bear Land. So let's talk about Tuner, T-U-N-E-R, as in piano tuner,
rather
than tuna fish or Toreo for eel. So Tuner stars Leo Woodall and Dustin Hoffman.
Wow.
Yes, Dustin Hoffman, who is obviously a legend, a titan. A quite short titan of cinematic the cinematic universe.
Yeah.
Always fantastic. So Leo Woodall, who you'll remember from the Netflix series One Day, he was also in White Lotus. He was recently in Nuremberg. Uh-huh. So kind of he's a hot up and coming actor, and he plays a piano tuner, right? So he's got perfect pitch. He loves jazz music, but his perfect pitch also leads him to being very susceptible to loud noises, which could ruin his hearing, which is quite important. But through various machinations and MacGuffins that I won't go into here, he ends up using his perfect pitch and incredible hearing to crack safes, which is a very different form of employment than being a piano tuner or jazz pianist. I think you will agree.
Yes.
So the tagline is everybody has one hidden talent, and apparently Leo Woodall has one hidden talent that can be used in two different ways. It's a heist film, and we all love a heist film. Yeah. from Ocean's 11 to various other ones. A unique and thrilling twist on the heist movie. Leo Woodall is fantastic company to watch. Dustin Hoffman's superb. Tuna is out now. It's playing multiple times a day. It's an R-13, and it's rated R-13 for violence, offensive language, drug use, and sexual material. So be warned and do have your ID. Playing at 3:40 and 8:30 every day. Tuna, starring Leo Woodall and Dustin Hoffman.
Wow. Okay. Looking good again. Trailer on the website, statecinemas.co.nz. So from the jazz-infused heist sort of thriller crime movie, not quite the daffodils and teddy bears I was hoping for, but thank you. Where to next?
Well, we're staying musical.
Yeah.
And this is slightly more daffodilly teddy bearish, but not exactly. Okay. So we have some preview screenings of Power Ballad, starring Paul Rudd and Nick Jonas from the Jonas Brothers.
Oh,
boy
wow.
Band. you're right at the front of the queue. But bear with me, Matt. Okay, let me win you back.
Okay.
So Power Ballad is written and directed by John Carney, who made Sing Street and Once. So a filmmaker with a really, really good pedigree. Once was about the busker who made it big. Really fabulous. Irish.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So if you're familiar with his herb, you'll really enjoy this film. Paul Rudd's always great comedic company on the television, on the screen. Nick Jonas plays his part very well. It's not too far out of his normal, too far out of his reach. Right? Yeah. He plays a boy band member, so I think he can do this. Paul Rudd plays a washed-up wedding singer who is working on a song that he thinks has potential to be quite big and is quite catchy. He plays it for Nick Jonas' character, who claims it for his own and takes it to great success. Paul Rudd's character then, you know, has to try and wrestle back the rights to this song.
Wow.
It's a film about friendship. It's a film about self-respect, music, the price of ambition. It's a feel-good story about music. I'm gonna say something I probably shouldn't, but the poster has been up in the foyer of State Cinemas for a couple of weeks, and we've got a big banner, and the banner makes me want to watch just about any film other than Power Ballad.
Oh,
but I have now seen it, and it's fantastic. It's a really good exploration of masculinity, and a positive exploration of masculinity in this age of toxic masculinity, and the you know, frankly, quite upsetting manosphere. So if like me, you were slightly put off by the poster, put that fear aside, and if like Matt, you were slightly put off by Nick Jonas of the Jonas Brothers, put that to one side, and trust me, trust me, your guide to state cinematic offerings, and give Power Ballad a try, because it's really, really good. It's been nominated for various awards. It's getting 4 and 5 star reviews.
Power Ballad,
better than the poster.
Wow. I'd say that is a great tagline.
Put that on the poster.
Yeah, better than the poster. You should work with that. Okay, Power Ballad. Yeah, it's not something that would jump out at me, but you've done a good job of making me slightly more curious. So what more can we ask if I happen to wander down to State Cinemas, ignore the poster, and just wander on in and let myself sink into the world of Power Ballad?
I'll just see you walking past our magnificent front doors, and I'll just grab you and carry you in and put you in a seat, and you will tell me that I am right.
Okay.
You've watched 1 hour 38 of Power Ballad.
All right, cool. And not too much of a stretch ratings-wise, pretty open to most people.
It's rated M, and it's rated M for containing Nick Jonas and Power Ballad. No, it's rated M for offensive language. These are sneak peeks, so it's playing Friday, May the 29th at 8:30 p.m. It's playing Saturday, May the 30th at 6:10 p.m. Sunday, May the 31st at 4 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. And I'm nearly done. Hold on in there. And Monday, June the 1st at 4 p.m. and 6:10 p.m.
Cool. All right. And details of Power Ballad, once again, on the State Cinemas website. Good website, statecinemas.co.nz. Well, we've navigated our way through a few different things today. Is there anything you want to add, or is there any last-minute selections that you feel you need to share before we wrap up this edition of the At the Flicks show on Fresh FM?
I've got nothing immediately springs out, except to say that the French Film Festival is ongoing. Go and see that. It's très bien. Many of the current releases are still being shown. Star Wars. I'm not going to rest until I get everyone that I can to go and see Sheep Detective, which is still out
right. And
still magnificent. Every single person, except for one couple, who are the exception that proves the rule. Everyone coming out of it is smiling and happy. There, Matt, are your teddy bears and daffodils.
Ah, oh, thank you.
But if you're not in the mood for a vaguely psychedelic talking sheep detective film, I really, really think that Backrooms is a really interesting piece of work and a film that deserves to be seen by as many people as possible. So go and see Backrooms.
Brilliant. Okay, James, we do appreciate your time that you give up for this At the Flicks radio show and podcast. Always good to catch up with you and what is happening down at State Cinemas, my friend. We will talk to you again at the same time next week for another At the Flicks.
It's nothing but a pleasure. It's always good fun. Look forward to speaking to you next week. And everyone out there, come along to the cinema, get yourself a chop top and enjoy a film.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.